Do-do-do-do-do-do. Hey, we're live. Hey, good morning. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg, Master Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and I hope you're doing well today and everything's good. It's a little bit later than normal, about 7:45 a.m., and this is our 419th episode of the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, where we talk about Scrum Agile in a practical and tactical way so you can deliver value to your customer, get home to family and friends, not work 60, 80 hours a week, and have a little fun along the way, right? Sorry, I'm a little bit late. I slept in. Got the kids off to school, took care of all of those higher priorities that had to be done. And then I get to do the show before 8 o'clock, which is like 15 minutes. There is a lean coffee here in Philadelphia going on. So I want to go join that one because it's fun. It's fun hearing agile stuff from people. Plus, it generates lots of ideas for the show, to be honest with you. Just hearing from other people and issues going on in the real world. Because you'd be amazed how many people don't text or write about them or comment about issues, but they'll say it during a virtual session or a lean coffee or something. So what are the topics today? One, micromanagers. And then two, should agile coaches be your boss as a scrum master? So we're gonna talk about those two. Those things came up a little while ago, and I wanna talk about them. Dealing with micromanagers. So there is a, I guess that was my warning. No, that's the Azure coffee warning. It's gonna be in 15 minutes. Dealing with micromanagers. There's a soft way of doing it, going to the managers and say, hey, can you just observe what's going on in the meetings for right now? Don't really interact and hold your comments to the end and have those conversations. Sometimes they don't like that. They can't do it, but you can have those soft conversation with them. Another way is a lot of times these managers have other things, and this is where you get coaching, this is where you get deeper into the psyche of what's going on. You get to learn what the expectations are or what's expected from the micromanager. Maybe they're under undue pressure or pressure from higher level managers to do stuff, and they think this is the only way they get it done, right? So, meet with the person, find out why they think they need to be that micromanager, right? Maybe you don't call them micromanager because they'll take offense to it, even though they are, and they won't really acknowledge a situation that they are a micromanager. But it's good to have that conversation. Another question would be, ask the micromanager how they evaluate people. Is there something to their evaluation of people that contributes to the way they do micromanagement, right? So these are all factors that apply to why they're acting the way they do to the team. And it's really good to understand this before you engage and try to see if you can't fix a problem. Right? You got to understand the problem before you can fix the problem. The problem we have with bugs, we try to fix the problem, really don't understand what the problem is, and we go screw it up and making 50 more bugs and more issues than there really were because we really didn't understand what the core of the problem was. And I guess I said that how they get evaluated and how they evaluate people. So there's a couple things. So learn what's expected of the manager, what pressures they're under. Ask the manager how they evaluate others, and maybe ask them how they're evaluated by their bosses, right? So there's three levels there. So pressures, how they evaluate, how they're being evaluated. So asking that. And then there's the hard one, right? So those are the soft ways of dealing with micromanagers. And understanding the problem, which I think is very valid, and you need to understand that sooner or later. And the other one is time box. Getting the micromanagers used to time box and bottlenecks, right? I had some micromanagers that want to assign every task for everybody to be done and want to tell everybody what to do. I said, fine. You got until midnight tonight because tomorrow's a sprint start and everybody has to have their task done. So if you really want to do this, then I need tasks for everybody on this team by tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, when we do our sprint planning kickoff. And they go, okay. And then they try to do it, and then they realize how much work it really does take. And then it's my way of saying, okay, you want the pain because you want to be a micromanager? I'm going to give you the pain, right? You're going to experience the pain, and then you realize you don't want to be the pain, right? So those are the hard, that's one of the hard ways I do it. The other one is you know, let them know that they're the bottlenecks, you know, that people are there. Measure those bottlenecks. Hey, there's questions out there. You haven't got by the person. They need your help. You know, you are the bottleneck in this process. You're slowing the team down. They're sitting waiting for you to tell them what to do, right? So you're not making any money. They're not getting anything done. You are the bottleneck. So those are the kind of things you do. And then one other thing is help them fail, but fail safe. If they have to, let them manage the thing. Do not cut corners on moving stories out and see if they fail, right? Let them fail. Maybe they need to feel hellish. So how did that micromanagement process work? The team completed only 50% of the work because it's been waiting for you to tell them what to do. And you didn't tell them until like 4 days into it. The work didn't get done. You know what? Do you want to keep doing it this way? Because sooner or later, all this information is going to go up to the managers, right? It's going to happen. So that's the hard way of coaching with micromanagers. Have them experience the pain. They have to experience pain. They don't experience pain, they're never going to get over it, right? So that's one with the micromanagers. So one, do the soft, understand why they do what they do. And two, you may have to play hardball and have them get pain, right? That's what we coaches do. If you got a football team or a sports team, you know, any player ever played sports knows their coach makes them experience pain so that when it really happens, it's not so bad, right? So you might have to do that little hard and soft play game. Now the other question, there was something someone mentioned to me the other day. And I was like, oh God, they're agile coach. Can an agile coach be your boss as a scrum master? So if you have an agile coach, like if I was your agile coach, would I be a good person to be your boss? The answer is no. Right. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that, you know, some people think there's a hierarchy to promotions. Like you got scrum master, maybe a BA or developer or something, and then you become a scrum master, and then from scrum master, become an agile coach, and so on and so forth. And the idea being the agile coach be responsible and be your supervisor and evaluate you for what you do. They're not an agile coach for you anymore. They're not a coach, right? It depends. They could be a mentor and help you grow, but most don't. You really need an agile coach that's not part of your chain of command, right? The only way you're really going to let loose on what's bothering you, the issues you're having, stresses, complexity and stuff, is you talk to somebody outside of your chain of command. That's where me as an agile coach come into play, and I help other people because I'm not in charge. I'm not in charge of their career and all. I could just tell them the truth and let them vent the truth and the problems they have, right? Now, I will say it is really handy to have managers that have coaching training. That's a definite. They can really use some kind of coaching training as managers, because I think it's funny. Everybody talks nowadays, oh, the manager should be a mentor. A manager should encourage. A manager should support like the agile type thinking where the team is self-sufficient and do all that. Well, how the hell are they going to do that if they're not trained to do it? You're not trained. Are you going to coach that way or be a manager that way? You're not, right? You're going to manage based on like the micromanager. What was successful for you, I will manage and train everybody to be how I was and how I got become successful, which may or may not be what the organization needs. But if you don't get that training, you don't understand that. So I do encourage managers to take some coaching training. Just understand coaching, how do questions go, how to have different stance with people, how to help them build their own personality and platform to build from. So those are the two things I got. Micromanagers, there's a soft, find out what is making them be a micromanager. So you got to understand that. The hard side on dealing with market managers, time boxing, let them feed the pain. And the other one, can an agile coach be your manager? Can your agile coach be your manager also together? No, it's not going to work. You're not going to be open and honest because it's just not going to happen. So that's what I have for today. I'm going to let it go because in 5 minutes, I got that lean coffee that I'm going to join shortly. So I want to say have a great day. Happy scrumming. Give us a thumbs up if you like the show. Ring the little bell. So you get notification when we go live or post up stuff. Should be doing some stuff this weekend. We'll see what goes on. And you have an awesome day. Happy scrumming. Bye, everyone. Enjoy your day. See ya.